Begin transmission.
As part of our commitment to delivering you a remarkable experience, this call may be monitored or recorded.
And whereas that may seem like an accurate time in your local time zone, the actual time, my friends, is 1930 UTC. And that is the time at which we always pour a fresh cup of tea. Oh, look at that. Look at that golden deliciousness of Dahong Pao. 1930 is also a really, really good time to drink some tea. Oh, yeah. Oh, my God, it's so good. Anyway, 1930 is also a very good time to begin something like, oh, I don't know, the Dubious Goals Committee? Yes. That's what we have done. We have begun the Dubious Goals Committee. Hello, my name is Tobe. I'm the chairman of this outrageously poorly named committee. Well, that doesn't make any difference. It's still what it is. And what it is time to go to the numbers. So let's consult everybody's favorite numbers lady and ask her, hey, numbers lady, what are the numbers?
The numbers are 316, number 406, number 409, number 412, number 430, number 436, number 851, number 882. Thank you.
Oh, you are welcome, numbers lady. Now, the next thing on today's agenda is to go out here and see who's yanging up a storm out here. Oh, it's Yang Baby Peppa Businesses. Okay, so my cat was sitting out here. Now she's going up the stairs, so we got to do that thing that we do. Hi, what is it? You want to talk on the radio? No, but that's too bad. I'm going to make you do it anyway. All right, so I've walked into the kitchen the normal way. The cat's walking around the long way. I have met her in the middle of the kitchen now. Hi, babies. What does a kitty want? Get some cat meowing on the radio.
What does kitties want this morning? I had a yummy breakfast. I had pepperoni and waffles. What did a kitty have? Do you want some kitty water?
All right, cat doesn't want to talk when the microphone's up close, so we'll turn on the water, see if this prompts her to do any talking, and I'll pick up the kitty water cup, get some more kitty water here for a kitty. I'm going to put it back down. Nope, we're not going to get any kitty meows out of the cat today. I don't know. That's not that surprising, I guess. I haven't been able to capture a meow on the radio for days. It's absolutely ridiculous. So let's come back down here and get in front of the TV. Oh, wait, I just remembered. Yeah, there's no games on today. Yeah, or no, or is there one? God damn it, now we got to check the schedule again because now I can't remember. I've only been up for, I don't know, maybe an hour. And where's my games today? Do I have one? Yeah, no, I didn't think I did. Okay, we're good. All right, well, let's just let the beat start rocking here. And what's going on? The cat has now come down here. So I guess we're getting the kitty pit ready, because, yep, she's giving me the signal.
I'm a kitty business, Pip.
Bass drop.
Okay, get it. Okay, sit down. If you're going to be in the kitty pit, we got to do some kitty business now. Okay.
Okay, now that we got the cat in the proper position, we can get down to more business here. Dubious stuff. Okay, what was I going to tell you? So I woke up, my leg hurt, blah, blah, blah. Same old complaining about everything as usual. And I looked out the window and it was nice and shady and not sunny. And I thought, oh, maybe it's going to rain. Maybe we're going to, you know, have a slightly cooler day so I can go outside. Because it didn't look like it was too windy or anything. And then I checked the thermometer and no, it's still 90 degrees. But I don't know, maybe it's going to rain again. I haven't even bothered checking the Weather Channel because I don't want to see any dazzle camouflage dresses or... Maybe that's just me. I don't need to see camouflage dresses and banananas and banananas when I'm trying to figure out what the weather is going to do. Is it going to rain? Can I go outside? Am I have to going to go to the store? Because I ate all my sandwich stuff. I still have a few pieces of pepperoni for pepperoni and waffles for breakfast. Yeah! And I've got some food, but I'm thinking I want to get some tomatoes. But if I want to buy tomatoes, the best place to buy tomatoes is not at the grocery store. It's from the guy who sells vegetables about a block before the grocery store. I drove by there the other day. I didn't see his sign out. Maybe he's not selling the vegetables. I don't know. Yeah, I got my own personal vegetable guy. my own personal secret vegetable dealer. Yeah, it's a secret. What kind of secret is it?
Ancient Chinese secrets.
My husband, some hotshot. Here's his ancient Chinese secret. Calgon.
Ancient Chinese secret, huh?
Yeah, you heard me. Ancient Chinese secret. Oh, my God. All I want is to get my shirts nice and white and at least 30% whiter than they already are. Because I feel like I'm not a man. Wait, who was it? Was it Mick? Was it Sir Mick? Who was wondering if somebody could be a man because he did not smoke the same cigarettes as me or worrying about how white his shirts could be? Oh, I don't know. Yeah, that might work. That sounds good enough. So let's go to the Stones. The Satisfaction.
I tried.
Oh, the Stones, Satisfaction, and every time I hear that, I gotta wonder, what's the deal with that reverb on Keefe's guitar? I swear to God, that's gotta be a bathroom in a university or somewhere. Where have I heard that sound before? And that fuzz, what is that fuzz pedal? Oh, that's most mysterious, huh? Because I know what you're thinking. You're thinking a little Tobe. Obviously, it's an Arbiter fuzz face. No, it's not an Arbiter fuzz face. You can now, huh? Anyway, I do think about that sometimes. I really do. What could it possibly have been? Was it an Octavia octaver and fuzz? I don't know. It does sort of have that weird ass tone, though. I kind of like that. There are times, however, when I think, you know, I might be more satisfied if I could just get a better sandwich, or if I just knew how Black Forest ham was made. Where's Jan? Is this Jan?
Hi, I'm Jan from Kitchen Kitchen. And have you ever wondered how Black Forest ham is made?
Always.
It's actually made in the Black Forest region of Germany.
Are you sure?
The regional specialty is internationally famous, and it is often imitated by pork producers in other parts of the world.
Oh,
by tradition,
cats.
Black Forest ham is a boneless smoked ham, which means that the chef must trim the hind leg of a pig before curing it. To make Black Forest ham, chefs start by rubbing the ham in a mixture of salt, garlic, coriander, juniper pepper, and an assortment of other spices. The ham is allowed to dry cure for 2 weeks before the salt is scraped off, and the ham cures for an additional 2 weeks.
Huh.
During the smoking process, the ham acquires a rich flavor and a deep red color.
But what do you do
after smoking? The Black Forest ham is ready for consumption. Now, this ham is so delicious that it can be eaten as a main course, or I like to cut it real thin and make it a sandwich out of it.
What?
It also is great as a wrap. You can wrap it around fruits for a great snack. Try Black Forest ham at your next party. You will love it.
What? And do what with it? Put it on a sandwich? Wait, I don't understand. Oh my God, my world has been rocked. I feel like the secrets of the world have been exposed to me. I now know how to make Black Forest ham. Oh my God! Am I part of the Illuminati now? Oh my God, what other universal secrets will I be exposed to? Oh my God, I almost know everything. Now I just need to figure out a way to get my shirts wider. Maybe like 30% wider. What about Mr. Lee?
How do you get shirts so clean, Mr. Lee?
Ancient Chinese secret.
I knew it.
My husband, some hotshot. Here's his ancient Chinese secret. Calgon. Calgon's two water softeners soften wash water so detergents clean better.
Oh.
In hardest water, Calgon helps detergents get laundry up to 30% cleaner.
30%?
We need 30%. More Calgon.
Ancient Chinese secret, huh?
Busted.
Calgon helps detergents get laundry up to 30% cleaner.
Good Lord, man, I gotta run out and get some Calgon right away. Oh, gotta get my shirts 30% wider. And everybody else has to stop falling into the damn river.
A man has fallen into the river in Lego City. Start the new rescue helicopter. Hey!
Oh, I think my brain's gonna shut down if I don't hear any Phrygian mode, so let's get a little bit crazy here.
It should be no secret to anyone that that's getting to be one of my favorite songs. Why do I love that so much? Well, other than obviously it's in Phrygian, and it's being sung by Yui Metal, who I'm starting to get a little bit of a crush on because she's kind of cute, and I love the way she sings. Love the timbre of her voice. Oh, but that just means now we gotta find something else to listen to. What do we need to hear today? What else is gonna keep the energy going? I don't know. Maybe we just need to land this spaceship and figure it out. Coming in for a landing. Don't have to tell you that that is in fact Steppenwolf playing Magic Carpet Ride. I do love that song because I love magic carpets. Note to self, start building magic carpet. I have a feeling that I am going to have to go to
one of those home engineering stores and buy parts to build a magic carpet. Not sure what I need exactly. Well, obviously, I'm going to have to get a carpet. But then there's the matter of propulsion. What are you going to do? Going to make it a little electric? But then you got to charge it every day for 8 hours. Yeah. Internal combustion. Oh, it's so bad for the planet. What about fission? No, that's even worse for the planet. What about fusion? Oh, we still don't have fusion things yet. But what about my tokamak? Can't I just get my mini kitchen tokamak and put it on a carpet? No, that obviously doesn't work. There are still secrets that need to be revealed. Where can I get the answers to these questions? All this secret information in the world? We can't ask Jan. The only thing Jan knows about is Black Forest ham. And even then, you gotta really kind of wonder what the hell she's talking about at any given time. Wait, what about Mr. Lee? What if we ask Mr. Lee? He might know. I wonder if he knows how to get my shirts whiter. But then again, we could always ask Uncle Grandfather. But all he ever talks about is his love for banana-na-na-nas and Brenda and banana-na-na-nas. Oh, great. Here we go again.
Ancient Chinese secret.
My husband, some hotshot. Here's his ancient Chinese secret.
You got girlfriend, Vietnam?
Oh boy, we're hitting all the high points today. You gotta admit, that was golden. Oh, and speaking of golden, maybe we need some sweet. Blockbuster, yeah!
Say
I do know the way to Blockbuster. You take the Buster bus to Buster Street, then you, well, you got to walk north about 3.5 blocks, and you go around the corner, and then you'll see it. So that's about all you need to know. The other thing you need to know is I think today is Friday. I'm not actually paying attention, but if in fact this is Friday, be aware that Something Blue is coming up next with Harry Larry. So that'll be cool. I'm going to stay tuned for that while I try to find some food to eat. Because I like lunch. It's so delicious for me. Who am I? Well, my name is Tobe. I'm the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee. And that's what you've been listening to for the last half hour, in case you were wondering. However, it is now over. And that means I got to leave and do some stuff. And, maybe I need to build some stuff, get some parts. Okay, bye-bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.